from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Brian Broaddus is still in Oxnard covering the Cowboys for us, and it is time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Dallas College. Your future begins here. Here's the King.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Thank you to Sagamore, too. The man, they're doing a fine job with us as well.
So Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey from grain to glass.
Yeah, they are. Everybody's enjoying a lot of that, so we really do appreciate all their help. If I can give you an injury update before we get started here.
Please
do. You guys talk at all about Chuma Doga today?
A brief mention, I think.
What did you call it as? Did you say that foot injury, boot, that kind of thing?
Foot injury, waiting for Broaddus.
Yeah. Toe injury, MRI. They're waiting for that right now. So, yeah, he's dealing with a toe injury. He's had some medical problems during this camp. The low back, then he got the back spasms, then he got this. So yeah, it's a toe injury, and they're waiting to see how significant this really is. With the player, I would be a little worried about this one.
Okay.
But yeah, that means that they're gonna have to figure out some things at left tackle, but it also means that they can, you know, go ahead and put Guyton out there.
That's what we want to see anyway.
Yeah, we all want to see Guyton. Do you want to start off with him, or you want to start off with Trey Lance?
Let's start off with Guyton.
You want to start off with Guyton?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any questions about Guyton? Anything come to mind, or anything before I get started? Do you have any questions about him?
How much better is he than when you first saw him at OTAs?
You know what? How much better is he than when I saw him at Oklahoma?
Okay.
You know, that kind of thing. And when you, and that's a really, really good question, by the way. You know, his very first rep that he had, or the very first play that he had, he went out and he ducked his head. You know, he was like, he was trying to kind of lunge into the guy a little bit and maybe stop the guy's charge from him. And right then and there, when he ducked, it kind of threw him off balance. And then all of a sudden, you're seeing like, wait a minute, this is why this guy has athletic ability. So head goes down into the block, hands kind of go forward. He's a little bit top heavy. Then all of a sudden, it's like he realizes like, okay, I got to get out of this. And he's able to kind of go forward and then sit down and then recover in the block, all while the rusher is coming up the field on him. So he's trying to stop a charge. He's now overextended, and it's like looking like it's going to be in bad shape. And then he's able to kind of recover and get back in the block and then stay in position. He had 12 pass plays where he was involved, and he only gave up no pressures in that. He was single block. He was single blocking like 75% of the time. So he was just him and his guy in this one. And his run blocking, I'll tell you where he's gotten better, guys. I didn't think he was a really, really good run blocker.
Yeah.
Maybe in space. And, Zach, you saw him as well. There were some questions like, okay, this guy can pass block. He's an athlete. He gets in space. You can move him around, that kind of thing. But when it comes to coming off the football, there's really a sense of urgency to his game when he comes off, because it's kind of like, it's like, okay, I've got to get this block. I got to get over here. I can't be lazy with my technique. Can't miss with my, you know, can't miss with my hands. He's coming off the ball with some pop and some snap. You know, I was sitting there when I was watching the tape, you know, their edge there, I always jack this name up. It's Van Valkenburgh is what he's, number 51.
I loved every time they showed his last name.
Yeah, Van Valkenburgh. Van Valkenburgh. And Van Valkenburgh, when he was against anybody else, was kind of playing pretty good.
He was.
And then when he went against Guyton, Van Valkenburgh was not a factor. He just wasn't. I mean, that was a tough ask to have to deal with a guy coming off the ball and getting movement in the running game. And there was one time where they run that. One of my favorite plays is this crack toss. I love when they run crack toss because it gets the ball to the edge. Now, they didn't get it out there quick enough, but, man, it was a hell of a block. I mean, here they've got little Jalen Cropper in there cracking, and he's holding up. I mean, he's kind of fighting, and it's like, and all of a sudden, Guyton's kind of like, all right, let me help you here, and he just destroys. I mean, just shoves, you know, the edge out of the way, and you know, here's both guys go flying.
Yeah, Cropper took a good chunk of that too.
Yeah, Cropper got hit. Man, Valkenburgh got hit. Everybody got hit on the play. They couldn't get the ball to the edge, but it was one of those things where you were kind of like, here's a guy in space. Here's a guy playing with power. Here's a guy, you know, the assignments and stuff. For a guy that missed all of practice last week, basically, that was a pretty solid game that he played. And now with, you know, with Adoga being out probably for a bit, you're going to see quite a bit of Guyton getting that work, and I think we're all happy about that.
It's awesome. Sounds like a home run pick.
Yep.
I think he can get a lot stronger still, which is insane.
He can. And, you know, he's a thin guy, really. Yep. I mean, when you look at him, and even with him being sick, it looks like he's lost some weight. He kind of slimmed down. Maybe he wasn't feeling great and not eating and all that. But they were talking about it's kind of like a pneumonia situation that he was dealing with.
Sounds kind of like COVID to me.
COVID, pneumonia, yeah.
It's an upper respiratory pneumonia.
Upper respiratory problem. Respiratory problem there. All right. Trey Lance, can we get into that one
bit? Yes, please.
Okay. All right. Trey Lance, what we saw at camp with Trey Lance has gotten better from what you guys saw to the time, and he's gotten a little better. But there's still things about Trey Lance's game that will give you pause. And when you watch the tape of him throwing the ball, he missed some open throws yesterday. And I mean open throws of open reads. There were a couple of times there where he could have thrown touchdown passes in this game. And he didn't even – it was like, okay, I'm supposed to go here. And instead of like, you know, maybe Dak, maybe Cooper Rush, maybe the lack of experience hurts him here. But there was a couple of different times where he missed Cropper right down the middle of the field that would have been a touchdown. Instead, you know, he throws and the ball gets knocked down. It's incomplete. But Cropper runs the route and is just nobody's with him. And if Trey just kind of just says, okay, I'm just going to take the snap. I'm going to look and I'm going to see. Maybe he was going to read that, okay, I can't throw it here, but if I hit Cropper up the seam here, it's going to be a touchdown. So that was a little bit disappointing. They run a play late in the game, and this would have for sure, Princeton Fant, the tight end, they're playing him like a wing. So now we've got a regular like a tackle and a tight end, and then Fant's playing like a back, like a wing or like an H. And they're going to run a wheel, which they're going to run the wheel with Fant, but they're going to stretch the safety. It's actually a really good design. And Nathaniel Pete, the running back, goes flying out of the backfield towards the sidelines. So all of a sudden, now the safety thinking he's got to carry Pete. Well, Fant's now wheeled up the field, and Trey Lance didn't throw him the ball. And to me, it was like, you called this play with this in mind, that like you set this up with, okay, throw it here because we're going to get a favorable matchup and we're going to see if that safety flies with the running back. And he did. And it left Fant wide open.
Well, it was like that quick out to Cropper that he waits, yeah, waits, waits. Now he throws it to him, and by the time he gets the ball, he's on the sideline. And he, yeah, ends up being tackled short. Get the ball out. Allow him the ability to get the ball and turn up field. That's what the play is designed for.
Yeah, it was
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was a couple, like, okay, now the fourth down throw, this is a throw that, again, you guys were here for some of it, but when they get down tight red zone, they work on this throw. This is a throw that Dak makes, Cooper Rush makes. They all make it. They all get this throw. And I just felt like, and I've seen Trey Lance complete this one before. So it was a little bit of like, oh, okay, well, that's tough. Just run it, keep the drive going. Or, hey, go ahead. Okay, you want to take a chance, fine. I've seen Lance complete this one. Felt like, though, his passes yesterday were not where they needed to be with accuracy. He made his receivers really have to work in this game. I mean, there were guys that the slants, some of the balls really behind guys yesterday. And then that touch pass that he overthrew in the red zone there, man, that I know he wants that one back. He just threw it too far. You know, you got separation from the slot. The route's good, and now it's just about a fitting it to the back pylon there, and he just threw it too far. So unfortunately, you know, some of his throws were good. Some of them were behind guys. He missed some throws in that game yesterday. Probably could have had a couple of touchdown passes. And I'm going to say the one to Fant was probably a call play, and I don't know why he didn't go that direction, because he would have had a sure touchdown for that one as well.
Man, I'm really wondering, Brian, is it worth a roster spot?
Yeah, I think they're going to keep three. I think they're going to keep three here, the investment that they made with the fourth round pick, they're hopeful. My gut feeling on this one is they're hopeful that more practice, more game, more exposure, that some things kind of clean up for him. But when you saw him, he wasn't very good. When you guys were here, he wasn't good. I feel like he's gotten better with some of the touch, some of the accuracy. But he got in that game yesterday when he didn't face pressure. The metrics will tell you that they were two of eight when he faced a blitz for 10 yards. So that's something that maybe some more pressure periods for this guy and let him kind of maybe get a little bit more comfortable. But there was some opportunity on that game, I felt like, that he left on that field. And hopefully he'll get it back when he sees the tape and then they play the Raiders next Saturday.
Sounds like a plan to me. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corners brought to you by Dallas College every afternoon at 3:40. And salute once again to Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey for sponsoring his continued and extended stay in Oxnard to give you the goods. Okay, we'll continue the Cowboys train with a C-note coming up next. The Cowboys news of the evening. Woolchuck, what's it looking like?
Babe had the crystal ball working last night. Let's do a Cowboys stock report. That's next in the Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.